Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And I do pray it is food for you. Please, brothers and sisters, you know God's Word is living. Do you know God's Word is alive? It's not like picking up a magazine. I've said this to you before, but I want you to hear it because sometimes there are new people listening. This is not like something you pick up in a magazine or a newspaper. This word is living. It can change your life if you cooperate. You have a free will and you can turn away. But if you follow the Lord's word, you will find life everlasting. So let's take a look at the first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. Where do you put your roots down? Certainly, if you're married, your husband or your wife, certainly you should trust them and work with them. But first of all, trust the Lord your God. Sometimes in the morning I just say, Jesus, this day has a lot to it. Will you please help me? And he does. It went easier than I expected it to go. It doesn't mean that I get a message from God. It doesn't mean that I hear a voice. But he hears me and he brings me peace. And he strengthens me. Psalm 1 for today says, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. And that's what I'm trying to say. We want to hope in him. Turn to him. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Brothers and sisters, trust him. During the day, sometimes when you want to gossip or you're a long time on the phone and you don't need to be, or whatever the case may be, trust him first. Look to him. Ask him. Ask him to help you. Even if it's every 10 minutes, ask him. Until you get into the habit, I would say every morning and every evening, but if any other time comes up, ask him, Lord, help me. I don't mean that he's going to come down with a broken scroll. I mean an unwritten scroll and give you all this information. No, quietly he comes. Oftentimes I find when I talk to him and I just tell him how much I love him, I don't ask for anything. I just say, thank you for being with me. I love you. And I go away. And every man, woman, and child who's old enough to understand, every man, woman, and child should be able to say that to God. Ask him. Call him. God loves you. And now we look at Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 12, and then verses 16 to 20. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say, there is no resurrection of the dead? If the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. We've got to pay attention to this. But now, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He's with us. We don't see him. We can't touch him. But he's right here. He's right with us. And he loves us. And I know when we go through, we get angry about something or we sin in some other way, just say to the Lord, when you've done it, sometimes it comes out of your mouth before thinking, just say, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me and please help me. And if it should be brought to confession, the next time you go to confession, do it. But sometimes it might just be you're distracted, something like that. Or somebody calls your name and jumps into something and you get kind of, shh, you know, be quiet because... Just stop and just say, Lord, I love you. Help me. And he does. And now we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 and then 20 to 26. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. Brothers and sisters, read that gospel over again and again. And again, see what God asks you to put aside. Look what he says, blessed are you, when he tells you that when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and when they insult you, and when they denounce your name as evil, rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. Remember those words. Do good to others. Speak well of others. Speak kindly. Make sure that you're getting a prayer time at the minimal 15 minutes a day. If you can get it up to an hour, that's wonderful. But at least get it to a half hour. Talk to God. Read the scriptures for the day like I've done here. See what the Lord says to you. How he helps you, because he loves you. God doesn't want us to come to him tattered and torn, and he will forgive us whatever we've done wrong if we have confessed it. But brothers and sisters, the Lord so loves you. In a sense, one time I thought of him like the master of ceremonies, and he would raise his arm high and everybody would cheer us on. From heaven to earth. I thought of that. Sometimes that image, it's not true, but sometimes that image comes back to me. that God's out there cheering for us and he's getting other people to do the same thing. Brothers and sisters, we'll learn, won't we, when we get to heaven. We'll see and we'll know and we'll understand all that we've only known so little on this earth. We'll know it all one day. Pope Benedict said this in part, "In truth, the blessed par excellence is only Jesus. He is, in fact, the true poor in spirit, the one afflicted, the meek one, the one hungering and thirsting for justice, the merciful, the pure of heart, the peacemaker. He is the one persecuted for the sake of justice. The Beatitudes show us the spiritual features of Jesus and thus express his mystery, the mystery of his death and resurrection, of his passion and of the joy of his resurrection. This mystery, which is the mystery of true blessedness, invites us to follow Jesus and thus to walk toward it. To the extent that we accept his proposal and set out to follow him, each one in his own circumstances, we too can participate in his blessedness. With him, the impossible becomes possible, and even a camel can pass through the eye of a needle. With his help, only with his help, can we become perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect." Do you believe that? Pope Benedict was one scripture scholar and one who really knew the word. Brothers and sisters, he's trying to help us. That's what he's trying to tell us. He's trying to show us the way to go. Please, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I expect that so many people listen to this program and like it and they say, "Oh, that's good," and then they turn off the radio and they go right back to what they're doing. And I want to encourage you right now today, make a decision to put God in first place in your heart, in your trust, in your love. Make him first. And God will abundantly, abundantly bless you. I want to see you in heaven. And I know that I've said that to you before, but it sounds like I'm expecting to go to heaven. I'm hoping, but I don't know until I see the Lord. And that's the way it is for all of us. We stand before the Lord the moment we die. We stand before him. What am I going to say? "Did you listen to my program?" No, I'm not going to say that. I'll just probably fall flat on my face in front of him. Please, brothers and sisters, we have an eternal life awaiting us. Please make sure you get there with me. Do what I've asked you to do. Confess your sins. Do not be afraid. God loves you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.